Hello, thanks for tuning in to Chase Presley's edition of What Grinds My Gears. I want to introduce my guest, former H&M marketing manager, Fabio Hernandez.
Hello, great to be here. By the way, the coolest monkey in the jungle ad was not my idea.
All right, Fabio, glad to have you here. And nextly, I would like to introduce my other guest, current Airbnb host, Leslie.
So glad to be here, Chase. By the way, I forgive you for the way you treated my home.
So glad to have you back on my side, Leslie. Sorry about the 4-star review. First topic of what grinds my gears today is how schools have too early of a start time. You see, personally, I work until 10:30 to 11 p.m. a lot of nights to make money, because my mommy and daddy just don't give me money whenever I need it. Anyways, I know for a fact that waking up this early cannot be beneficial for my health or anyone else's, and also for developing young adults and our learning.
7:25? My God, I don't make people check out of my Airbnb until at least 11, because everyone knows you are well-rested by then.
Sorry we left your floor so sticky, by the way, Leslie.
Chase, that's all in the past. All I know is that my former job did not require me to be up that early, at least until noon. Any earlier, and I swear I probably would have slapped all my employees in the face.
I feel you, Fabio. Me personally, I'm at my most miserable in the morning. That can probably explain why my lowest grade is first hour. When I wake up, I honestly want to just throw a hot skillet in my dad's face. And also, when I wake up that early, I play Murder on My Mind by YNW Melly, which puts me further into my feels.
Didn't that guy murder his friends?
Yeah, he really did have murder on his mind after all.
Chase, murder is nothing to joke about.
Why you tweaking, Leslie?
One time when I was little, my dad made me shoot a deer. I saw the life leave his eyes.
Oh, Leslie, here's a tissue.
Okay. Based off my research, the American Academy of Pediatrics has recommended that middle and high schools start at 8:30 a.m. or later to give students the required amount of sleep they need.
I need a new mattress. I have to say, I think students should go to bed earlier.
Well, I'm sorry a lot of us can't fall asleep by 7 p.m., Leslie, watching reruns of Love Boat like you do.
Wow. If anything, I'm watching reruns of Mike and Molly. That was such a good show. Why did they cancel it?
I also loved Molly and Mike.
Okay, moving on. It's going to get a little political in here. The question here is, do police officers violate our rights and abuse their power often?
I mean, they come in handy when your people are doing teenage activities in my home.
Oh my God, Leslie, what? Anyways, I would say police officers abuse their power.
A cop once told me to ID myself when all I wanted was a McDouble with extra pickles, no onions. I did not have ID because my girlfriend at the time pushed my car into a river.
Why would he need to see your ID, Fabio? There's no way he legally could have been asked to, like, ID you. By law, officers can't ID someone without reasonable suspicion, and I know you, Fabio. You're a respectable former marketing manager. You were for sure being profiled. I don't think all officers are bad, but the corrupt ones need to remember that they work for us.
I think all cops do their job just fine.
You must not pay attention to the news enough, Leslie.
Okay, Chase, I pay attention just enough, so don't come at me like that.
Okay, guys, well, that's all we have today for What Grinds My Gears. Please tune back in tomorrow.
And please make sure to book my Airbnb. Thank you.
Leslie, please don't use my podcast to ever advertise your Airbnb. Thank you.
Oh my God, Chase, what is wrong with you?
Okay. Goodbye, y'all. Thank you.